Hello, everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. He represents the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yeshua, Messiah. His weapon of choice, his instrument, a violin, that when played by this anointed artisan, schooled at Juilliard, trained by the masters, and then tested on the world's stages, can spiritually take one to the very halls of heaven and beyond. Broken hearts are healed, hope is given, and depression defeated. How? The Bible says it's the anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage. My next guest knows all about that, having suffered debilitating depression and suicidal tendencies for years, and still today fiercely combats in word and in song any thoughts that would seek to nullify God's working in his life and or hinders God's anointing on his life. Perhaps this is why my next guest longs to hear the voice of God. He knows that when he does, full light and revelation of who Jesus is will clearly dispel any darkness, and thus victory can be gained on every level and in every way. His prophetic insights, ladies and gentlemen, have garnered national attention, and we are here today to hear from this master musician and prophetic voice. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony, a great joy indeed, Dr. Maurice Sklar. Maurice, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so honored that you have me on, and what a beautiful introduction.
Well, that introduction is well-deserved, and it comes from the Holy Spirit direct to you, Maurice. When you first shared your testimony with us a little more than 4 years ago, you shared your vision of heaven, your deliverance from depression, and your ultimate victory that you found in Christ that you claim is a daily walk and one that you pursue vigorously. But much has happened since that time, which is why I thought it important to have you back on. You are a Jew who has found his Messiah, and you have some particular thoughts on Israel, the U.S., God's chosen, and really what's next as we enter into this new year. Maurice, I would just love for these next two segments for you to tell us what God has been saying to you, and then we're going to be graced by some of your marvelous music. Maurice, we are all ears.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I just want to bless everyone who's listening and say shalom, and God is doing great things. And well, I think even the most casual observer of current events would have to say that we're living in very, very difficult times. A lot of shaking is going on, and if you have any awareness of Bible prophecy, and if you've studied it at all, or even know even just a little bit, you can tell things seem to be coming to a climax and going faster and faster. The earth seems to be just moving so fast. It used to be you turn on the news and there would be maybe one or two events that were troubling, and now it seems like there's at least five or ten and more than they can even talk about. And really, I think that all of this is from Haggai chapter 2 says that God in the last days would shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. And the shaking is not only, you know, just, you know, earthquakes. We've had a lot of them, but it's also everything that can be shaken is being shaken right now. And I believe, though, that we're in the very last times before the appearing of Yeshua for his bride, the overcoming church, as the parable in Matthew 25 talks about the wise and foolish virgins. I believe we've been in the midnight hour for some time now, and he could come at any moment. And I think since in 1989 I had a supernatural visitation. The Lord Yeshua came into my apartment and spent time with me a whole afternoon, and during that time he kind of gave me a download, if you will, of the end times, and I saw like a panoramic sweep of things that were going to happen. And this was before I was a year before I entered into ministry, a year or two, and he showed me a lot of things. The one thing that he has always told me is that my calling is not just to play the violin. He said the violin would open doors and open hearts, but it's the message that I give you that will help to prepare the bride to and there was two ways that the bride is to be prepared. One is that she has to go through a refining fire, and by the bride I'm referring to the true church, if you will, those that will become at the end times. I believe in a rapture of the church. That's what the Lord showed me, and so I'm a pre-tribulation person in my thinking or view, but I do not believe that the entire everybody professing that they're Christians now really are, and there's going to be many that will be left behind, and it's just there's nothing left to be fulfilled before he is to appear, and all these birth pangs are happening faster and faster, more and more intense, just like a woman that was about to give birth to a child. This earth is pregnant, if you will, and in labor, getting ready to give birth to a new heavens, a new earth, and there's a time of terrible judgment that's coming, but the kingdom is coming, and that's the kingdom of God is coming to earth. And Satan has one last kind of stab at trying to stop God, and it's all about Israel. He knows that if he's going to stop Yeshua from returning to the earth, he must somehow stop God's plan to establish the throne of David and Jesus on the throne in ruling from Jerusalem, and so his number one objective is not just to deceive the nations, but to destroy Israel, to destroy the plan of God. And that's why there's so much tension over there, and we can't resolve it diplomatically. We can't resolve it in the natural. It's a spiritual battle.
For those that are listening, that are supporters of Israel or may have never supported Israel nonetheless is and seems to be the focal point of the entire world. If someone is not a supporter of Israel, is that Antichrist in your view? Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, the focus of the world is really two, there's only two cities, if you will, in the Bible that are spoken of. One is Jerusalem, and the other is Babylon. And both of these will square off against each other in the last times. Now, Babylon is not, I don't think, a literal city where in Iraq anymore, at least not at this time, as it once was. But it's a system. It's an end time. It's the demonic system that will deceive the world, that will bring the Antichrist. And I heard Jan van der Hoeven years ago say this. He said the true church will align with Jerusalem and Israel, or the bride. The false church will align with Babylon and be deceived and have a counterfeit message that and we're seeing it so clearly. And Jensine, the last since we spoke 4 years ago, I think what is really there's two things that I see. There's been an acceleration. Even though God has had mercy on America and has had mercy, He's held back many of these things. I think we've prayed, but you know they're on the horizon, but they can't be held back forever. I mean, all this, you know, wars and pestilence, all these things, earthquakes. They've got it. It's just like those birth pangs that were coming more and more intense, closer and closer together. So things are accelerating.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Dr. Maurice Scalar. We're going to hear more from him next week, his prophetic insight, revelation, and what God is saying to the church today. But right now, get ready to hear some of Dr. Scalar's incredible anointed music. Maurice, thank you for being with us on Testimony. God bless you, and we look forward to next week on Testimony.
Thank you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony. Last week, you heard the incredible life, prophetic gifting, and music of a violin virtuoso who has traveled the world sharing his Messiah in word, in deed, and in concert. Extraordinary is the word that comes to mind, and heavenly are the sounds that emanate from the instrument of my next guest, Dr. Maurice Scalar. His music will take you to the throne room of grace and glory, but it's his passion for righteous rule and God-honoring principles that will compel you to action. Should we repent, rejoice, or both? Dr. Sklar answers these questions and more in part two of our conversation today. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony, Dr. Maurice Sklar. Maurice, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's always great to have you. Last week, you shared some very interesting insights on where we are as a nation, a people of God, and what God has specifically spoken to your heart about the days ahead and the warnings, what Christians need to be heeding now. And of course, your videos on YouTube and your website, MauriceSklar.com. I want to spell that for our audience, MauriceSklar.com. They can get all of the detailed info on what you are about to share in brief today. So, but for our short time here today, can you call to mind the highlights of what the Lord has put on your heart to share with us? And then we are going to hear a little more of your wonderful music. Maurice, please tell us more.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for that lovely introduction. Well, I was speaking last week about how important it is for us to understand where we are in Bible prophecy. I think there has been an attack against the teaching of a catching away of the bride, catching away. I do believe that that will come, and that really, that what is holding back the darkness is the presence of the true church on earth that is praying. We've learned how to intercede and pray, and God is a good God, and we can hold back things for a time. But it's kind of like the image of the little boy with his thumb in the dike, that there's leaks springing out everywhere. The flood, there is a time of judgment, and we're in this interim period between the end of the time of grace and the beginning of the judgment, the tribulation. But the focus is changing and has been for the last, really, 30, 40 years, from the church to Israel. And what I mean is the plan of God now is shifting to the establishment of the kingdom of God coming to earth through the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Jewish people. They have a future and a destiny. So what I really see as coming, there is coming a terrible disaster or disasters in America. It will come. It's economic. It has to do with a lot of the things that we are seeing. Those that are watchmen on the wall, and I'm like a watchman on the wall. In addition to being a violinist, I'm an intercessor. I pray a great deal, and what I see is, I think the rapture itself will be the greatest disaster, if you will. It will bring a collapse because it will also remove the restrainer. And the only thing propping up the economies of the West and the world is the presence of the Holy Spirit and in the church. And we're praying, we're holding it back, but we all know that this system will come down, and when it does, we cannot sustain this amount of debt. Even a secular social scientist, anybody would tell you that it cannot be sustained. We don't know how come back. I'm wondering if we can come back. It would be nice, and God of course can extend the time, but I feel 2015 also is a pivotal year. I was with Mark Biltz up in Tacoma, Washington, who had the revelation God showed him about the blood moons and the four blood moons that are coming on the feast days, and he is convinced that 2015 is the year when, as he said, it's all coming down, everything. Now, whether you believe in the timing of the rapture or something, these shakings are going to get very, very intense. We are not ready. One of the last things Oral Roberts said before he left, he had a vision before he went to be with the Lord, said that the church isn't ready and the Jews aren't ready for what God is due, but what he's coming. And we must be ready. We must watch and pray. That's what Yeshua warned us. So we have to guard our hearts. We have to keep ourselves in from deception through watching and praying, as Yeshua said. We have to be aware that and not let our hearts be caught up in this world system and all the distractions, because if your heart is in that, it will fail when it fails. But if it says set your affection on things above, not things on this earth, because we're really I'm waiting for this coming kingdom. I mean, and that's what we're to talk about, the kingdom of God coming. Until he, as long as we're here, we occupy, we do all we can. But I am excited because Yeshua said, when you see all these things, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. What does it mean to look up? It means, what are you focusing on? What are you looking at? You must look to him. Look to Jesus. Look to Yeshua. Spend time with God. And there's so many warnings about this particular time we're in. But what a time to be alive. This is the grand finale. And so I think, as you said in the beginning, you know, are we to repent? Absolutely. We must daily, every day, I take a bath, if you will, in the blood of Yeshua and in the Word of God. Every day I repent and I say, Lord, make sure everything is right, because we all miss it in many ways. And then, but also rejoice. When you see these things, rejoice. So it's so important that you spend time with God, you stay in the Scriptures, because this time is so dangerous. It's perilous. These are perilous times. But God has promised that good work that he's begun, he will also finish. So I'm doing everything I can down here, and God has given me vision for the future, and I'm not a gloom and doomer, but I have to say, you know, you have to see where we're at. Let's share one more thing, and that is about the city of Jerusalem. You mentioned, Jensine, about how Israel has become the focal or the center of the world. Well, in the Bible, the city of Jerusalem is the center of the world geographically, prophetically, and the way God sees the world. Everything's going to come down to the city of Jerusalem. Zechariah says it's like a trap. The city of Jerusalem is like a anvil with which God will judge the nations. Zechariah says that the city of Jerusalem will become a cup of trembling in the hands of the nations. It will become the center of the world in the last days, and that everyone will try to divide the land. It's all about Israel. And when they attack, and they will, there's three wars coming, I believe. There's a war that's described in Psalm 83 with the surrounding nations, which we are on the verge of. We're right there now. It could have happened 5 years ago. There's another war, Gog and Magog, which is described in Ezekiel 38 and 39, which is an invasion from the north. There's Armageddon, which every nation will be present there to try to stop Yeshua from coming and taking up his throne.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Dr. Maurice Sklar, world-renowned violinist, but not only for his music, but for his prophetic insights on where we are today as a nation and a people of God. You can learn more about Maurice's ministry, his concert dates, his travels, and his prophetic words by going to mauricesklar.com. Maurice, thank you for being with us today on Testimony.
My pleasure. It's always lovely to be with you, Jensine.
Well, God bless you, and thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the anointed music of Maurice Sklar. Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensen Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensenbard.com. That's one word, JensenBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensen Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.